听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the mall. Let's talk in English. My name is Jack. It's great to see all of you here at the mall today. We have a lot to talk about. In today's lesson, we're going to continue to talk about asking people for help. Do you like to ask people for help?Well, sometimes it's not always easy to ask other people to help you. But, you know, we all need help sometimes. So I'm glad you're here today so that we can help you with your English. Well, before we continue with our lesson, here is something I need your help with. Here is the find it question, and I need you to help me find the answer to it.The question is, where did the card come from? Where did the card come from? Well, you'll find the answer to that question in today's lesson. But before we do that, let's go visit our dear friend Christina and ask her to help us some more with today's lesson.
Hello, welcome to the Information Desk. 我是 Christina.Pam 今天拿了一张中文的卡片，请 Jason 帮他翻译里面写的东西。等一下来看看 Jason 是不是能帮得上忙。Let's learn the keywords first. Dear, 亲爱的 ,Dear. 通常写信或卡片给别人的时候，前面开头会用 Dear 某某人。Bird, 鸟 ,Bird. Birds can fly in the sky. Symbol, 象征 ,Symbol.爱心是 a symbol of love. Nothing, 免费或没有一样东西 Nothing. 例如桌上什么都没有 There is nothing on the table. Treat, 请客或款待 Treat. 今天我来请客 It's my treat. Okay, it's time to go to the tribal store. 我们去看看 Jason 和 Pam 在做什么吧。
Conversation A.
Where did you get this card?
My friend got it from her pen pal in China, but she can't read it.
Well, I can help her.
I know. Thanks so much, Jason.
Let's see. It says, Dear Mei Mei.
Mei Mei? My friend's name is Olivia.
Mei Mei means little sister. Your friend must be younger than her Chinese pen pal.
Oh.
Hello, friends. My name is Tom, and I'm here with Andrea. Now, yesterday, Jason and Pam were talking, and I think that Pam needed a favor from Jason.What kind of favor did she need from Jason? How did she need his help?
Well, she needs Jason's help to read a card. Now, why? Because the card is written in another language. The card is written in Chinese characters.
The card is written in Chinese characters because Pam has a friend who has a pen pal in ChinaChina, and I think that we found the answer to today's find it question. The question is, where did the card come from?
Where did the card come from? The card came from a pen pal in China.
Okay, so no wonder the card has characters that are written in Chinese. It's written in Chinese characters. Well,Do you know what Chinese characters look like? I think many of you do know what Chinese characters look like. And do you have a pen pal Do you know what a pen pal is?
I know what a pen pal is. A pen pal is someone that you write letters to or send cards to. Now, you might not talk to this person a lot on the phone, but you get to know each other by writing letters or sending cards.
So if you're writing a letter, then you might write something like, Dear Brother, or Dear Maymay. Like it says here in this conversation, Dear Maymay. That's at the beginning of the card. Well, friends, let's look at this key word, dear. Say it again, dear. Dear is an adjective, and it describes someone who is very special to you, someone who you think is very close to you and very special. They are a dear person.
Yes, and when you are writing a card or letter, even an email to that person, a way to show that they are special or that you really care about them is to say, Dear Mom or Dear Susie. It's a way to show they're very special instead of just saying, To Mom or To Susie.
That's right. So next time you write a letter or an email, then try this. Write Dear and then say the person's name. All right, well, let's review this key word right now, the word Dear. Dear. Very nice. Alice began her letter with, Dear Christine. Okay, dear friends, let's go on to conversation B.
Conversation B.
Chinese people sometimes call a good friend brother or sister.
I understand. What else does the card say?
It says, Happy birthday.
Oh, Olivia's birthday is this week.
I just want to wish you the best.
That's a nice card.
I like the bird on the card too. It's a symbol of long life in China.
That's really interesting. I'll tell Olivia. Thanks so much, Jason.
Jason did a great job helping Pam. Pam learned what was on the card, and she learned a little bit more about Chinese culture. Jason said that Chinese people sometimes call a good friend brother or sister. And that's why the person who wrote the card wrote, Dear Maymay. Now, Tom, do we also do this sometimes?
I think that sometimes we do. Yeah, if I'm close with somebody, then I might think of them like a brother or sister. I might say, hey, brother, want some popcorn?
Right. When I write an email to a good friend, I can say, Dear sister, how are you? Well, Jason tells us a bit more about the card. He says he likes the bird on the card. So now we know a little bit about what the card looks like, and we know a keyword to look at. It is bird. Now, a bird is an animal that flies. When you look up in the sky, you might see birds flying in the sky.
That's right. There are birds in the sky. Many birds can fly in the sky. There are a few birds that cannot fly, but it's true. Most birds can fly. Well, I have a question for you, friends. You have all seen birds. What is your favorite kind of bird? Do you know its name in English? Find that out. What is your favorite kind of bird?
My favorite kind of bird is a blue jay. We have this bird in Canada. It's a beautiful blue bird. That's why it's called a blue jay. Well, we see that there is a bird on the card. Jason tells us that this bird is a symbol of long life in China. Let's look at this keyword, symbol. Now, a symbol is a sign or a picture that shows something or that has another meaning. So when you see this bird, a special kind of bird, it means long life. It's like a blessing.
And I think that there are symbols, many different symbols in different countries. One symbol might be on the country's flag. There are different symbols, and they mean different things. So, here's a question for you. What does that symbol mean? If you're not sure what a symbol means, ask that question. What does that symbol mean?
Well, let's review our keywords together now. Bird. Bird. The birds flew into the tree across the street.
And symbol. Symbol. An egg can be a symbol of new life. Well, that's very true. Well, friends, let's go on now to conversation C.
Conversation C.
Okay. Here are the bagels. Here's your hot chocolate, Jason. And I got coffee for Pam and me.
Thanks, Amy. How much do I owe you?
Nothing. Everything is my treat.
Really? Thanks. Then I'll buy next time.
I have a better idea.
What?
Would you mind taking us to a Chinese restaurant sometime?
Not at all. That would be my pleasure.
That would be my pleasure. Well, that's a very nice thing for Jason to say. That would be my pleasure. And there's something else that Amy says in this conversation. It's kind of like that. She says, everything is my treat. So, everything would be Jason's pleasure, and everything here is Amy's treat. Well, let's look at this keyword, treat. Treat. If it's Amy's treat, that means she is buying. Nobody else has to spend any money. Amy will buy because it's her treat.
Right, it's her treat. She will pay. If a friend says, come to lunch with me today, it's my treat. That means your friend wants to buy you lunch.
I didn't have to pay to see the show. It was Paul's treat. And friends, do you like to treat others to things? Do you like to buy food for others? Then you can say, I will treat you. Treat can also be a verb. It's your treat. You will treat somebody. Well, Amy also uses another key word here, the word nothing. Nothing. Nothing means no thing. So when Jason asks, how much do I owe you? How much money should I give you? She says nothing. He doesn't owe her anything.
Right, because it is Amy's treat. Well, let's review this keyword together now. Nothing. Nothing. She bought nothing at that store.
And treat. Treat. I'll buy a lunch for you. It's my treat. Well, friends, don't go away. We're going to take a break right now, but we'll be right back.
Happy birthday, dear Olivia. Happy birthday to you.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. Do you remember who Olivia is? Well, if you don't, that's okay. You can find out who she is when we review today's conversations together right now.
Where did you get this card?
My friend got it from her pen pal in China, but she can't read it.
Well, I can help her.
I know. Thanks so much, Jason.
Let's see. It says, Dear Mei Mei.
Mei Mei? My friend's name is Olivia.
Mei Mei means little sister. Your friend must be younger than her Chinese pen pal.
Oh.
Chinese people sometimes call a good friend brother or sister.
I understand. What else does the card say?
It says, Happy birthday.
Oh, Olivia's birthday is this week.
I just want to wish you the best.
That's a nice card.
I like the bird on the card too. It's a symbol of long life in China.
That's really interesting. I'll tell Olivia. Thanks so much, Jason.
Okay, here are the bagels. Here's your hot chocolate, Jason. And I got coffee for Pam and me.
Thanks, Amy. How much do I owe you?
Nothing. Everything is my treat.
Really? Thanks. Then I'll buy next time.
I have a better idea.
What?
Would you mind taking us to a Chinese restaurant sometime?
Not at all. That would be my pleasure.
Yes.
Welcome back to the Information Desk. Pam 的朋友交了一个中国笔友，笔友的英文是 pen pal, pen pal. 这个 P-A-L, pal, 其实就是朋友或 friend 的意思。但是要提醒就是 P-A-L 不要念成 pale, 而是 pal。嘴巴要记得要裂开念 pal, 所以 your good pal 跟 your good friend 意思是一样的。原来 Pam 手上拿的是一张生日卡，卡片上面写的是 I just want to wish you the best。句子里的 wish 有祝福、盼望的意思。在这里要特别提一下 wish 和 hope 这两个字的区别。这两个字有时候会翻译成希望，可是通常 I hope 指的是自己期望可以实现的事。I wish 呢，通常都是明明知道不可能，可是心里还是盼望着，所以 I wish 通常都是讲不太可能完成的愿望。你用的时候要留意，是该用 hope 还是用 wish， 要分辨清楚哦。因为 wish 多了这一层事与愿违的意味，所以有时候，比如对方说了一个根本不可能达成的梦想，在口语里就会说 you wish。这个 you wish 就像我们一般说的想得美了，或者是别做梦了。 Amy 终于买 bagel 回来了， Jason 想知道该付他多少钱。他说 How much do I owe you? 这里的 owe 念的是 owe， 是欠钱的欠的意思。用的时候通常有两种句型， owe somebody something， 或者是用介系词 to owe something to someone, to somebody. 来看例句。They owe me a lot of money. 他们欠我很多钱。或者是有人答应要讲一个故事给你听，可是一直没讲，你也可以说 You owe me a story. 如果你想跟对方说他不欠你什么，就可以说 You owe me nothing. You owe me nothing.最后 Jason 答应以后要请 Amy 和 Pam 去中国餐厅用餐。他说 It would be my pleasure. 注意到 pleasure 这个字里的 S 的发音念的是 pleasure。跟我一起来念念看。pleasure。很好。pleasure 是愉快或高兴的意思。通常有人对你表达感谢的时候，你为了要表示自己很乐意帮忙，就可以这样回答 It's my pleasure. 或者是直接说My pleasure, 也是可以的。Well, that's all for today. I hope to see you again tomorrow. Bye.
Song time.
Happy, happy day.
say, help someone and give a smile. Give the world your best today. Of you, and what you think and what you say will help you have a better day. Have a happy, happy day in everything you do and say. Help someone and give a smile. Give the world your best today.
I'll buy next time.
I'll buy next time.
下次我来买单。
I'll pay for your lunch today.
Thank you. I'll buy next time.
Oh, don't worry. It's not much.
No, really. I'll buy next time.
Are you sure you want to buy next time?
Yes, yes. I'll buy next time.
Great. Let's go out again tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes.We can go to a fancy restaurant and order steak. Mmm.
Fancy restaurant? Steak?
Oh, bring my friends and family. It will be great. And don't forget your wallet.
Uh-oh. I'll buy next time.
I'll buy next time.
下次我来买单。
All right, friends, now it's time for the question of the day. The question is, do you ask people for favors? Why or why not? Here it is again. Do you ask people for favors? Why or why not? Jack's here with us. Jack, do you have an answer for this question?
Well, that's a good question. I try to do things by myself. I don't like to ask people for favors because I feel like I'm bothering them. But sometimes I do ask them for favors because sometimes I really do need help.
Well, Jack, you can ask me if you ever need a favor.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because I really do need a favor right now.
You do?
Yeah. Do you think I could borrow $10?
That's an interesting question. Okay, friends, thank you for joining us here at Let's Talk in English at the Mall. We'll see you next time.
Bye. Well, I'm really serious. I